This morning I'm using a text by Thomas Troward entitled Entering into the Spirit. And here he says, to enter into the spirit of anything, then, is to make yourself one in thought with the creative principle that is at the center of it. And therefore, why not go to the center of all things at once and enter into the spirit of life? Do you ask where to find it? In yourself. And in proportion as you find it there, you'll find it everywhere else. Look at life as the one thing that is, whether in or around you, and try to realize the liveliness of it, and then seek to enter into the spirit of it by affirming it to the whole of who you are. And that was my intention this morning in writing that prayer. It was to affirm this awareness that I am one with spirit in the whole of who I am. And he continues to say, affirm this continually in your thoughts, and by degrees the affirmation will grow into a real living force within you, so that it will become a second nature to you, and you will find it impossible and unnatural to think in any other way. The nearer you approach this point, the greater you will find your control over both body and circumstances, until at last you shall enter into the spirit of it, into the spirit of the divine creative power, which is the root of all things. In the words of Jesus, nothing shall be impossible to you because you have so entered into the spirit of it that you discover yourself to be one with it. Then all the old limitations will have passed away, and you will be living in an entirely new world of life, liberty, and love, of which you yourself are the radiating center. And you will realize the truth that your thought is a limitless creative power, and that you yourself are behind your thought, controlling and directing it with knowledge for any purpose which love motivates and wisdom plans. And thus you will cease from your labors, your struggles, and your anxieties, in other words, your limitations, and you will enter into that new order where perfect rest is one with ceaseless activity, based on the words of Thomas Troward.